Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the ascended Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Before he took on human flesh and descended to earth into the womb of Mary, Jesus Christ lives as the eternally begotten Son of God. He is the second person of the Holy Trinity. The Son of God is the Word spoken by the Father through which creation came into existence. As God, the Son reigned on high with the Father and the Holy Spirit. The three persons are one God, ruler of all things in heaven and upon the earth. The pinnacle of God's creation, humankind, fell into the stinking pit of sin. Our ancestors, Adam and Eve, and every one of our ancestors since then, rebelled against God in their sin. Rather than rely fully on God's word and live in perfect obedience to him, mankind has mistakenly believed himself and herself to be superior to God with each following sin. And such rebellion against the triune God merits only one thing: complete and eternal destruction, that is, separation from God himself. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. True words to take to heart. That is what we have coming to us for our sin and for who we are in our sinful nature. God is holy. He is perfect, and he demands perfection, and he will accept nothing less in his presence. In his truly divine and awesome goodness and mercy, the Father appointed his only begotten and eternal Son to be the Savior, the champion of fallen mankind. We certainly did not deserve such grace. Nothing within us could possibly require the Son of God to leave his rightful place in the glories of heaven, to take on such mortal, frail, sin-sick flesh. Such is the love of God. That is his grace, so undeserved, complete, perfect. And it is what moved the Son of God to become incarnate, one with creation, for the sake of the creation, for the sake of the world. And so the Father Almighty hid the Son, clothed with human vesture, human flesh, fully human himself, inside the womb of a virgin, Mary. God gave the Son Almighty human form, and he gave him the name Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. His people, because he is now one with them. Jesus has done exactly that. Saved his people from their sins. Growing up into a man, Jesus lived the perfect life that we were supposed to live before God and will one day live before God on the other side of the last day. Jesus, that eternal Son of God, was the willingly obedient creation that the triune God wanted when he created all things. That perfect life of Jesus, the perfect Jesus himself, became our substitute then before God's wrath. what we could not do, Jesus did. He gave up his holy and obedient life and self in our place by suffering that bloody and excruciating death upon the cross. It could happen no other way, for such is the perfect plan of God's salvation. And in that sacrifice, that sacrificial death for all mankind, Jesus won the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. The fruits of his death on the cross are available in unlimited quantity and supply for all those who place their trust in him as the Savior. That trust comes when the sinner believes the words spoken about Jesus, and most especially those words spoken by Jesus. And in approval and affirmation of that great sacrifice by the Son, God the Father from on high raised Jesus up from the dead. And for 40 days following that glorious resurrection, Jesus made appearances to his disciples. He was present among them, proving to them his resurrection from the dead, not a spirit, but man raised from death. Also, God triumphant over sin. In so doing, Jesus revealed to them his glorious nature as God. And so their sight was filled with that vision of Jesus revealing that glory to them. And at the end of those 40 days, Jesus ascended into heaven, returning to his rightful position at the right hand of the Father. What a glorious occasion this celebration, this festival of the Ascension is. Now picture in your minds a warrior returning with honor from a long-fought and deadly war. The kingdom, his kingdom, now has the promise of peace because the war has ended. The Son is received by the Father as the victor, the true hero. This Son alone, this one individual, is the reason for the victory in the war. He fought valiantly on the front lines of battle and even suffered the most devastating blow of the enemy, the wicked one's stroke of death. But not even that power, the immensity of death, could hold on to this mighty Son, for death has no dominion over him who is the life. So this heroic Son rose up from the dead. The greatest weapon of the enemy had forever been dulled. Truth for us today. Death has lost its sting. Death has lost its power. Having completed that victory for the kingdom, the Son then returned home, up through endless ranks of angels, he ascended. Cries and shouts of triumph rang in his ears. Palm branches lined the path to his throne. All of heaven's great hosts fell down in worship of the Son. The Lord of battles, the God of armies, had won the victory over sin and death and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. There he reigns as King with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. And while this Son is no longer present in the same way with his people, he has not left us alone. He has promised that the Father would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the third person of the Holy Trinity, to be with us and to bless us. And the Father has fulfilled that promise. Celebration, we will indeed celebrate here 2 Sundays from now in Pentecost. And by the amazing wonder of God, our Lord Jesus Christ still remains with us even now, albeit in another hidden way, hidden in the Word and in baptism and in the Lord's Supper. The ascended Lord Christ gives himself to us freely, willingly, abundantly, to strengthen us in faith in him and a life everlasting when we shall see him face to face. They are these blessed means of grace that the Holy Spirit uses to call, gather, enlighten, and sanctify the whole Christian church on earth. That church, the Holy Spirit is preparing as the chosen people for the Son of God. So on the last day, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, second person of the Holy Trinity, will make one final descent to claim as his own the church, his people. He will reap the great harvest of the Spirit's labor through the Word and through the sacraments. He will gather unto himself his beloved treasure, his people, the church, made up of all those who trust in him for their life and for their salvation, including you and me, even some 2,000 years removed. We too shall be raised to newness of life, to new life, never to know death again, never to fear its grip again. And we also shall be crowned with glory as that chosen people who have hoped and trusted in Christ. For we are his by the shedding of his blood. We are his by baptism into his name. We are his by the grace of God, completely undeserved and yet so freely given. Hark the bursts of acclamation. Hark those loud triumphant chords. Jesus takes the highest station. Oh, what joy the sight affords. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. Our Jesus ascended. Amen. And now the peace that does surpass all human understanding, guard and keep you in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.